get familiar with the God, become God inside minded and get familiar, get to know the voice of his spirit, the voice of your spirit and the voice of the Holy Spirit. So you can be led and walk in this place because you have an adversary who comes, and we'll read just in a minute. He comes to try to devour you with stuff. Listen to me. They're still talking about it. And Jesus said these things will come in on earth anyway. So many people got shook up over COVID. And a lot of people died because they didn't know how to stay alive. And that's the truth. The healing power of God never changed. We might well tell the truth. We just didn't know how to get a hold to it and make it work for us. Those that died, they didn't know. They thought the shot was going to do it. Now they say you can't go into Canada. They're on their fifth shot. And I'm not saying you shouldn't. Don't hear me clearly. I'm not saying you shouldn't take a shot. That's what you need to do. You take one. But they're on the fifth shot. The first one didn't work. So here they come. They're on the fifth one. By this time, you ought to, if you took the first one, you ought to get your faith working so you know you don't have to have a second. But this is where people get in trouble. And this is where you hear, this is where, and I'm just going to throw out a little excerpt for the book we're reading. If you don't have it, you need to get it. If you don't have it available now, you need to be on the prayer line to hear it. It's going to help you. It will help you. See, a lot of times we think because we don't do nothing, like somebody said, I ain't taking this shot. Well, that don't mean you're in faith. It's because you're not taking it. That don't mean you're in faith at all. What means you're in faith that I believe God. And what I take the shot or not, if I take it or not take it, I'm going to believe, I'm still going to stand on this word. I don't know how I got over there. But anyway, the enemy wants to upset us, but we need to know that we are secure. But if you don't build that and grow up in this truth and walk in the light of it, see, you got to understand, you need to understand, just like in a physical, as being a physical human being or having a physical body, should I say, you're born into this earth. You didn't come into this earth and you were grown the next day. Spiritual thing, you have to grow in. But if you don't be consistent, you'll see a child undernourished, underfed. What happened? They don't function well. You'll see them in the land where there's starvation. What their bodies look like? They're emaciated, aren't they? They're not functioning right. All kind of pain. If that happened in the physical and the realm of the spirit is much more powerful. What do you think that men's spirits look like? That's not in the word. That's not feeding on the word. That's some ugly thing. It looked pitiful. And we never thought about that. Just because somebody looked beautiful on the outside, their spirit may be the horrible looking thing you ever want to see. Because it's starved of the word. You see what it does to a what physical body, a natural body. You see what undernourished, underfed can cause that body not to function right, cause all kind of pain, all kind of hunger pain, the pains of disease and stuff that's plaguing that person. When you don't grow up in the word, you may be looking good to somebody on the outside, but you're pitiful on the inside. In the realm of the spirit, and Satan see your pitiful looking self. And that's not to put you down, put anyone down, but he see that and he attacked that. And that's why he goes about as a roaring lion, seeking. So let's read it again. He said, be well balanced in all, we be what? Well balanced and always alert, because what? Your enemy, who? The devil. What he does? Roams around. How? Incessantly, like a roaring lion, looking for its prey to devour. See, looking for those spirits that's unnourished, untrained, don't know the word, so he can devour them. Because he know you, he know you're no threat to him, because you don't know the name. If you do know the name, you don't know what it know how you don't know what it means to use it. You don't know what it means to confess the word. You don't know what it means to worship God. You don't know what it means to use your faith. I'm gonna give you a simple statement in a minute about faith. So he roams around looking for those. Because if everybody was available, let me change it. If he could do anything to anybody anytime he wants to, he wouldn't be looking. He'd just do it. But he's looking for those that are void of the word. That's why Jesus said, what? Come to me. And so I can teach you and you learn. And to the rest, you won't be concerned about Satan devouring you. He can't do it. He's not able to do it. When you learn these truths and walk in them, I don't care how he roars. He just, how threatened are you? You walk up to the zoo, and here this wall, it's unable for any kind of animal and behind that wall to penetrate it. And that lion behind that wall see you come and go, roar! What are you gonna do? No, you look at him. You just look at him. Because you know he can't bother you. He just got to roar. But it sounds like he's teethless. Come on. I said it's to describe it, it's like he's teethless. When we know these truths, yeah, he can devour those that don't know him. And won't walk in them. But that's what Jesus is saying. Come and learn with me. Let me teach you what I know. I defeated the scoundrel. I pulled all his teeth. He can't bite you.
Amen.
He can bite those that give him teeth to bite him with, but he can't bite you.
Hallelujah.
I know he's teethless, and I want you to learn that he's teethless against you. Yes, he has power, but not against you, because I took it. I destroyed it. I destroyed the works of the devil. What did 1 John 3:8 say? For this reason, the Son of God had come to destroy the works of the devil. Huh? Amen. So let's finish this verse. He roams about. He roams around. Incessantly, like a what? Roaring lion, looking for its prey to devour. Keep going. Take a what? Decisive stand. Take a decisive stand against him and resist him. His every attack with strong, vigorous faith. That's why Timothy, 1 Timothy 6:12 said, fight the good fight of faith. Resist him in the faith, because faith is the shield and faith releases power.